Well, joining us now, Sir Vincent Fean, who was the British Consul General Jerusalem between 2010 and 2014. He is now a trustee of the Balfour Project, a charity which looks to cast light on Britain's role in the creation of modern Israel. It advocates for equal rights for Palestinians and Israelis. Good evening, Sir Vincent.
Good evening.
What do you make of Lord Cameron's comments?
It was refreshing. I was there last night and heard him speak. And the idea that we resume the search for an equitable solution to this conflict by stating clearly that the outcome will be two states and that along the way, Britain would be prepared to recognise a state of Palestine, as you said, Gaza, East Jerusalem and the rest of the West Bank. That's refreshing. I was around when William Hague made the policy statement, which is still used by our government, which is to say that we reserve the right to recognise Palestine at a time of our choosing when it will serve the cause of peace. I think that what Lord Cameron came up with last night was a development on that, not a contradiction, but a development of that, which was to say, as part of the negotiations, as a contribution to the negotiations, there should be recognition of that state with allies, and there are allies, Spain, Ireland, Portugal, Belgium, perhaps Australia, and we should be consulting France, which is our fellow European UN Security Council partner. Those are people who could come together to recognise the state of Palestine along the way as a contribution to mutual security, eventual mutual recognition between Israel and Palestine, which won't come with Mr. Netanyahu.
Well, is that what this is about then? Is this about preparing for a post-Netanyahu Israel?
It's a warning signal to Mr. Netanyahu that this is not a domestic Israeli issue. It's an international crisis which needs an international solution. And he's made it clear, Lord Cameron, that the Palestinians need hope. What's been missing for decades, probably since 1967 and the occupation, with the occasional spurt of hope like Oslo, is hope of peaceful coexistence between Palestinians and Israelis on the basis of mutual security and on the basis of state sovereignty, so that the Palestinians are no longer under control by the Israeli army, but can contribute to the security of Israel.
It is, of course, also about, I mean, you say it's not an Israeli domestic issue, but not purely an Israeli domestic issue, but clearly there are Israeli domestic concerns. And what do you say then to those on the conservative backbenchers who are arguing that this is rewarding Hamas and it might lead to a state being recognised before, while there are those in positions of power who were prepared to carry out the kind of attacks that were carried out on October the 7th?
Well, Hamas is not the Palestinian people, and nor is Mr. Netanyahu the people of Israel. He is in power democratically, but that may not last because democracy will return to, I think, haunt Mr. Netanyahu in the coming months. And on the Palestinian side, what Lord Cameron rightly said is that 30 years of Israeli policy has been a failure in the sense that Israel wants to give its own people security and safety. They've had a lot of security in terms of walls, in terms of the Israeli Defense Force in the West Bank, and now the bombardment in Gaza, but they don't have safety. And the better way to go is to internationalize this conflict, ensure that the hostages are released, that humanitarian aid gets in, but above all, in my opinion, to give hope to the Palestinian people that that peaceful coexistence is an option and that fighting on either side is not the way.
Just briefly, I want to put what the iNewspaper is suggesting. They are reporting on the front page that Lord Cameron didn't clear his speech, the words of it, with number 10 in advance. What do you make of that?
I think, I'm speculating, but I think that Mr. Sunak has given Lord Cameron, one of his predecessors, a fair amount of leeway to use his own experience, his expertise, his knowledge and his contacts to find a way through on this crucial issue, which Lord Cameron, I think, can make his own. We have convening power as the United Kingdom, and we have our place in the UN Security Council. We can do more than sometimes people think to bring about a solution or to get on the road to it. Recognition of Palestine is part of that.
Sir Vincent Fean, British Consul General, Jerusalem between 2010 and 2014. Thanks very much.